Tomorrow's Need to Know News starting out Hurricane Michael, the aftermath. That's a Sunday. More than 435,000 customers are still without power in seven states, all the way from Florida to Virginia. The death toll keeps on climbing, 18 people, but authorities say it could go higher. About 30 to 35 people are still accounted for in this Mexico Beach area, and that's a lot of people that said, hey, we're going to stay behind.
So it's just stupid. I just wish people would not do that stuff.
Yeah, but some people, I understand that. It sounds stupid, but some people can't afford to go anywhere. They don't have any money or any resources. I don't know if that was the case
there. I think that there are different organizations that help those types of people.
I just know. I mean, I'm just saying that's the first reaction to say it's dumb, and I would agree with that. But some people, they say, I can't go anywhere. I don't have a dollar or a penny to pinch. The president and the first lady, they're scheduled to visit Florida today to survey damage from Hurricane Michael. This is a sad story with a happy ending, though. A cancer survivor says he was asked to leave a convenience store because of his disfigured face. Kirby Evans had surgery 7 years ago to remove a type of skin cancer. He ended up losing his nose and his left eye as a result. He went to a local place called Forks Pit Stop last week to buy a snack and a drink. He sat down at the table in the store to eat it. The manager told him, allegedly, that, hey, man, you got to cover your face up if you're going to be eating in this store. You're scaring people.
Aww.
It's like, you can't say that to people. What's wrong? The man was really distraught. His daughter took it to Facebook, said, my father was discriminated against because of the way he looks. He cannot help that this is what cancer did to him. He apparently is on a fixed income, too, so he couldn't afford reconstructive surgery, which some people elect to do after the fact to try to get some, you know, resemblance back to what they used to have. Well, a cool thing is, I think this is a good use of GoFundMe for once. They have created it, and as of last night, 2,400 people have all chipped in, and they've raised $73,000. I guess the surgery is $75,000. So good for that man right there. He's just trying to do, you know, his normal thing, live his life, and to have somebody say that to him, I get how it might be like, whoa, that's shocking to see somebody. I don't know if you've seen the photo of him yet or
yeah.
not. But it's like, that is, I just can't imagine saying that to somebody else. All right, this baby right here is goals as far as like living its best life, because we are way behind there. This baby is 5 months old and, well,
I've been everywhere, man.
Pretty much. Five-month-old Harper Yeats dipped her toes into the ocean for the first time in Charleston, South Carolina. She tasted her first solid food, rice cereal, in Anchorage, Alaska. And on Thursday, she'll mark another travel milestone into it with a stop in Vermont. She'll have visited all 50 states of the U.S., and she's only 5 months old.
How?
Well, I mean, she learned to drive at 4 months.
Yeah.
No, actually, here's how.
They've only been traveling? That's it since she was born?
Yeah, Canadian residents, because they get like actual time off when they have a child, unlike here in America. Canadian residents Cindy Lim and Tristan Yeats decided to use their parental leave on the adventure to bond as a new family of three. During the early stages of the trip, they found out about this thing called the All 50 States Club. It's kind of a website, but it's people that have been to all 50 states. You know, you're part of the club. And they actually found out, wait a minute, the records for a three-year-old, I guess a three-year-old's the youngest that ever went to all 50 states. Like, we could totally do this. So they ended up saying, yeah, we're going to do it. And they've been taking Harper to all 50 states. She'll become the youngest known person to achieve the feat as of Thursday. So,
but I thought she was 5 months old.
Yeah, she is. The other one was 3 years old.
Oh, three. I think you said 3 months by accident.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, she was a three-year-old.
Okay,
so.
Gotcha. Wow, that's amazing. I haven't been to all 50 states yet, and I really do. I'm jealous of the Vermont thing. I've always wanted to go to Vermont in the fall. I've seen some pictures some Instagram bloggers have posted recently in Vermont, and I'm, like, so jealous. I want to go so bad.
I don't know. Like, it's cute, but it's like, I feel like you have to remember what you do, right? Like, to have it count? You're too young for that.
Well, yeah. I mean, she won't have any idea that she did all that.
Does it count that if you're pregnant, like, oh, I'm 7 months pregnant, I'm going on a tour? I mean, like, what are we doing here?
To be honest, I'm unsure if Vermont is a state or a city.
Oh, I believe that. Liv's like, wait a minute. I thought that was part of Russia.
Know.
What's going on right here? And finally, I'm going to play audio for you. Listen to this real quick. Tell me what this is, because this is amazing.
Is it an angry bumblebee?
Nope. Anybody else got a guess?
I think it's like a fat roll hitting up against the stomach.
A fat roll?
A fat roll.
No, that sounds painful. This right here is a martial artist using his head. The video is so funny. To crack 243 walnuts to set a new Guinness World Record, the 32-year-old man is from Pakistan. The former world record was 217 walnuts, but 243,
oh my gosh.
He's still going.
This is what dreams are made of.
This guy's my hero right there. You can see that video and everything else we talked about for Joe's Need to Know News online, RadioNowIndy.com.